Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station. Mike Florio. ProFootballTalk.com. NBC Sports. Twitter.com/ProFootballTalk.
We got games! We get better bets!
We get better bets!
We
got
BB!
Pro BB! NFL Insider. Mike Florio.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. We love our opportunity to talk to Mike Florio. He joins us on the Al Pamani Ford Hotline, Al Pamani Ford in Melrose Park. Good morning, Michael. How are you, sir?
Morning, Mike.
Mike
on the phone.
Mike's got some great stuff going on, not the least of which I believe he's operating out of maybe the only place in the country
that is
clear. I think he is such an intimidating figure that he's scared off the virus. Is that a fair way of putting it? We're having a little problem connecting with Mike.
Well, and his phone is probably ringing off the hook, too.
Right.
He might have a lot of people.
But we know he's safe.
The Tom Brady bombshell this morning was big news around
the league.
Yesterday, first day of free agency, had some blockbuster trades in their own right, but I don't think anything will top the news of Tom Brady leaving the Patriots. That is going to be the biggest headline of the week until it's Tom Brady joins fill in the blank.
What team will
he join? And that'll be a bigger story.
That'll be a bigger story than anything. It won't be a bigger local story because if the Bears change quarterbacks, I think we're all on board with that.
What if it's the same headline?
Tom Brady to Bears?
Yes.
Well, then we here in Chicago would get national attention. There'd be man in the street interviews.
Can we come into work even earlier?
The man is
just
doing in the street, just so we can get out an hour earlier.
Let's do 4 to 9.
That sounds good.
Yeah,
it's one option. We are waiting on Mike. We're going to try to catch up with him. But just to fill you in, obviously the big news is that there's no Tom Brady in New England. You described him as an expat. I don't think he's going to Europe. I think he's smart enough to kind of hunker down, but apparently not that smart because he went over to Bob Kraft's house. But they have a very close relationship. I wonder moving forward what the relationship is like with Bill Belichick. I don't know how warm an individual he is. I don't think he's quite as bad as people make him out to be. I think that it's surprising if you ever go to a Patriots practice and you watch the interaction, Bill gets along with his guys and he's a totally different person when he's relaxed and around his team as opposed to the guy you see behind the podium. And when you do see him behind the podium, sometimes he can be pretty good too. He's obviously a big football guy. Let's get to Mike Florio, Pro Football Talk at NBC Sports. He is with us now. Good morning, Michael. How are you?
Hey, I'm sorry I'm late. I was talking to Robert Kraft.
That's okay.
No, I'm not kidding. I actually was.
Really?
Yeah,
wow.
I actually was. Yeah,
wow.
Rock, paper, scissors. Sorry, guys.
That's okay.
I couldn't break free.
How did he describe what just happened?
He told me that Tom Brady came over last night and they talked and Brady told him that he's going to move on. And he says it was a positive, loving moment. I love him like a son. That's why I gave him the freedom. After 20 years, anybody who brought us 6 Super Bowl wins, if he wants to be free, has the right to do that. I'd hoped he would choose to stay here. But out of respect for the relationship that we've built, I gave him his freedom. It makes me very sad. And except when he plays us, I wish him well. So
do you think it was so? I think the way we've looked at this is maybe the Patriots rejecting Tom. But it sounds like maybe he knows he's going somewhere else and he came to say goodbye. Is that accurate?
I think that as much as Robert Kraft would want to keep him as long as he would want to stay, it's entirely possible that Bill Belichick was ready to move on. And I think that's the one thing that we've overlooked in all of this with where does Tom Brady want to go? Where does he want to go? Look, with no offseason program in 2020, if that's what ultimately is going to happen, and I would say that it's more likely than not that there will not be an off-season program, there will not be OTAs, there will not be mini camps. It's going to be training camp when the 2020 version of every team gets together for the first time. That should make Tom Brady want to stay with the Patriots, and frankly, it should make Bill Belichick want to keep Tom Brady. But I think Brady's been there long enough to know from from being around Belichick what Bill wants. And I get the impression it's been icy, and that he hasn't felt like that, that Bill wants him, and he's waited for that gesture and it never came. So it's time to move forward. And I also think the statement that Tom issued, let's be realistic slash cynical. I think the statement that was issued today had two objectives. One, he wants to have the high road when he chooses to leave. And if he ever returns to Gillette Stadium, he wants to be cheered, not booed, mm-hmm. obviously. Two, I think he was trying to goose the market a little bit because there were a lot of people who still believed he was going back to New England. And with that door closed, now other teams that were maybe leery about making this guy an offer that's going to get shot back to Bill Belichick and lay the foundation for him to stay there, now that's not going to happen. If you pursue Tom Brady, you have a chance to get him because he's not going back to New England.
In that statement, he referred to himself as a California boy. Obviously, the Chargers will be in the mix. The Bucks are in the mix. You figure other teams may emerge. Maybe the Raiders. Are the Bears in that conversation, Mike? Where do you think he ends up?
Look, if he's really trying to goose the market, anybody who's looking for a quarterback needs to do the assessment. Does this guy fit? Now, does he fit with Matt Nagy's offense, or can you make the offense fit him? Brady's good enough that you make your offense fit him, right? That's what good coaches do. I think that the Buccaneers and the Chargers are the two to watch most closely based on the ones we know about. The Dolphins are a team not to overlook. You know, I was all over the possibility of Brady going to Miami for a couple of reasons. Giselle is a big factor in all of this. That doesn't get mentioned enough. And of all the places she could choose on the map, Miami would be the one that I think would be her first choice. And secondly, the connection to Brian Flores and also the connection to Bruce Beal, who will own the Dolphins when Stephen Ross no longer does. And I think that we got too easily thrown off the trail by Stephen Ross and Brian Flores saying, I don't know why he'd be interested in us. Well, if he is, that's all that matters. And now that it's clear he's not going back to New England, then they can, if they want to, ask themselves, do we want Ryan Fitzpatrick or do we want Tom Brady? And all due respect to Ryan Fitzpatrick, I'd take Tom Brady. Now, for the Bears, when you look at the names they're talking about, Teddy Bridgewater, Nick Foles, Andy Dalton, I'd take Tom Brady over those guys as well. But you have to feel like you've otherwise got enough pieces that you can win now. And I think that's what Tom is going to try to get. And when it's time to look at these offers, where do I think I can win now? And that's not going to be easy because the one team he wanted to go to that didn't want him that we know about so far is the 49ers. That would have given him the best chance to win now.
You know, it's funny because the reporting got down to he was making a decision between Tampa Bay and New England. And I find it fascinating that now that he's said he's not going back to New England, all of a sudden we expect new suitors. Is that accurate?
Well, I think that now we know he's not going back, it could smoke some people out. The Colts reportedly aren't interested. I am fascinated by the possibility that Jerry Jones is going to wake up one day and say, I've had enough of this Dak Prescott nonsense. I've been trying to pay this guy for the last year. He doesn't want to do the deal I want to do. I want to win one more Super Bowl before it's time for me to check out for good. And Tom Brady gives me a better chance to win right now than Dak Prescott. Now, I don't know that that's the accurate assessment, because I think part of this that we need to take away from Bill Belichick moving on is that no one knows Tom Brady's performance relative to expectations like Bill Belichick and Josh McDaniels. And we've seen some signs of slippage in Tom Brady. I mean, the guy was 42 last year, right? And Tom Brady, and more specifically, Bill Belichick, always a guy who makes the move 1 year too early instead of 1 year too late. So it's possible Belichick sees what's coming and realizes 20 years is all you can hope for from a quarterback, period. So so anyway, the guys who study the film, the guys who know the game, the guys who live this, you just have to wonder what they see when they look at Tom Brady 2019 versus Tom Brady 2014, 2009, 2005. Where is their slippage in the game? There have been too many instances in recent years where he just kind of bails out so he doesn't get blown up, and I don't blame him. He's 42. These guys are half his age and twice his size. But, you know, he doesn't stand in there and take the hit, and that's a factor. That's a factor, and that's part of what if the Bears are all of a sudden going to say, hey, this guy really is available, he's not going back to New England, we're going to take a look at him, that's part of what they have to figure out.
Is Tom Brady 2020 closer to what Peyton Manning with the Broncos was, or going way back what Joe Namath with the Rams was, because there's a big difference.
Well, yeah, but I still think he's better than both. Peyton Manning, I remember week one of the 2015 season, and I think we're far enough past it now that I can say that it was our guy Bobby V that called me from Denver that day and said, my God, Peyton Manning's out in the hallway, and he's doing everything he can to loosen himself up for the game, and it's week one. That was week one, and the guy had to do all these routines and stretches and all this just to get his, you know, 10-man body oiled up in time to go out and play. So he was holding it together and actually didn't play for a while due to injury that year. I think that Brady is in better shape than either of those guys were late in their career. What someone told me a couple of years ago, someone who knows the game very, very well, with Tom Brady, don't worry about his arm. He'll be able to throw like he does into his 50s. Watch his legs. When he can no longer step and slide and bounce and spring away from pressure, he's going to start getting hit. The more he gets hit, the more he gets hurt. And the more it's going to be like Peyton Manning in 2015, where you're just trying to hold it together with duct tape and glue so that you can get to the end of the season and get whatever is broken on you fixed.
Mike, we're trying to figure out what's going on here in Chicago, and we're trying to figure out this. They've signed Jimmy Graham, and everybody's kind of looking at each other like, what? Apparently the GM knew him. I don't think there were a lot of people that were fighting to get into the Jimmy Graham conversation, and it makes you wonder, why did they feel compelled to sign him?
Yeah, Jimmy Graham's not the guy he used to be. Now, part of the problem was once he was traded to the Seahawks, and we started to hear all these complaints about Jimmy Graham's not blocking. Well, he's not a blocking tight end, right? If you want a blocking tight end, trade for a blocking tight end. If you want a pass-catching tight end, you got one. And I think that he's been regarded as a disappointment ever since he left the Saints. And yes, Ryan Pace knows very well about Jimmy Graham from his New Orleans days when he was one of the best tight ends in football. I just don't know that from a health standpoint, Graham can get back to what he was. I don't think he runs like he used to, but I think you have to use him in a very specific way. And I think that's the key. Red zone, right? Don't expect him to run down the field. But remember week one against the Bears. Hell, you guys remember it. Aaron Rodgers didn't have anything, and he's running around, and all of a sudden he pops the ball up in the air, and there's Jimmy Graham. That's how you need to use Jimmy Graham at this stage of his career.
Mike, is it as simple as the Vikings getting four picks for Stephon Diggs being so different and the disparity being so great to what the Texans got for DeAndre Hopkins? Is it as simple as one general manager knows what he's doing and one doesn't?
Well, I think that's part of it. And look, the Texans under Bill O'Brien's leadership as the head of the front office have made some questionable moves, from Jadeveon Clowney to Laremy Tunsil, and now this DeAndre Hopkins thing, where they pick up a running back that the Cardinals were desperate to get rid of, and they take on the full salary that the Cardinals didn't want to pay. But I give Rick Spielman a ton of credit for, and this goes to the entire Vikings organization, there were real issues and problems between the Vikings and Stephon Diggs. He went AWOL after that loss at Soldier Field week four, gone for multiple days. The Vikings had to drop the hammer on him to get him to come back. And I think that was the moment that the bridge was crossed for good. And I was surprised he wasn't traded during the season. But now to see what they got, a first-round pick, a fifth-round pick, and a sixth-round pick this year, and a fourth-round pick next year for a guy who didn't want to be there, a guy who doesn't fit what they're ultimately trying to do offensively, to get that kind of a return at a time when they need to be able to get young, cheap players because they got a lot of guys chewing up cap space, I think it was a great move for the Vikings. And I mean, and consider this, when you don't keep those things under wraps, like Stephon Diggs not being happy in Minnesota, you end up getting a third round pick and a fifth round pick for Antonio Brown, like the Steelers did last year. So the Vikings did a great job of never letting the fuse make it all the way to the bomb with Stephon Diggs. It got close last year, but it never blew up. And I think they knew that if they kept him around, it was going to. And I don't think it was a coincidence that he went public yesterday with his desire to get out the same day that they re-signed Kirk Cousins. I just don't think he liked playing with Kirk Cousins.
Hey, great stuff, Mike, as always. Thanks a ton, and take care. God bless.
Thanks for making time, Mike.
Thanks, guys. Take care.
Yep.
That is Mike Florio, and we are checking out. I want to thank everyone for calling and texting and emailing.
Most of all, thank you for listening.
It means a lot to us. Thanks to Dustin.
Okay.
Thanks to Kebbo.
Okay.
Thanks to Ray. God bless
you. That's okay.
Miss Ray.
And we'll be back in the morning.
Go out and vote.
Mully and Haw, happy St. Patrick's Day on Chicago Sports Radio, 6-7 of the Score.
Coach Fitz and the Wildcats, they host Nebraska and Maryland this fall at Ryan Field. Buy those tickets now at nusports.com.
End the story.
I see you soon, baby.
That's all I got.
For all station contest rules, go to 670thescore.com/rules.
Hiring can be challenging, but ZipRecruiter makes it fast and easy. We talked to COO Dylan Miskowitz, who needed to hire a director of coffee for his company, Cafe Altura.
We would look through lots of applications for people who were not qualified. It definitely felt like we were looking for a needle in a haystack.
So Dylan started using ZipRecruiter and found his perfect candidate in a few days. ZipRecruiter's powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/needle.
We're very impressed with how quickly we had quality candidates apply through ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter is a powerful tool in our hiring process.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/needle. That's ZipRecruiter.com/needle. ZipRecruiter.com/needle.
There are everyday actions to help prevent the spread of respiratory diseases. Wash your hands. Avoid close contact with people who are sick. Avoid touching your eyes, nose, and mouth. Stay home when you are sick. Cover your cough or sneeze. Clean and disinfect frequently touched objects with household cleaning spray. For more information, visit cdc.gov/COVID-19. This message brought to you by the National Association of Broadcasters and this station.
This week at Macy's, it feels like spring with big savings on new styles to wear all season long. Plus, use your coupon or Macy's card and take an extra 20% off already great deals, like 25 to 40% off the newest trends with bold neutrals and fresh florals. Save 20% off designer handbags and wallets and update his look with 70 to 85% off designer suits. Now, Star Rewards members earn on every purchase except gift cards, services, and fees. See Macy's.com/Star Rewards. Savings off sale prices. Exclusions apply.
Let's say you just bought a house. Bad news is, you're one step closer to becoming your parents. You'll proudly mow the lawn, ask if anybody noticed you mowed the lawn, tell people to stay off the lawn, compare it to your neighbor's lawn, and complain about having to mow the lawn again. Good news is, it's easy to bundle home and auto through Progressive and save on your car insurance, which, of course, will go right into the lawn. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discount not available in all states or situations.
Hi, this is Dr. Phil. The new coronavirus called COVID-19 is spreading in China and beyond. While CDC is working to stop the spread of the virus, we can all play a role in stopping this deadly disease. The CDC Foundation is a nonprofit organization supporting emergency response efforts in the United States and around the world. To get updates and learn how to protect friends and loved ones, find out how to help by going to cdcfoundation.org.
Did you know there are over 1,000 podcasts on radio.com? Download the app or head to radio.com to listen to all your favorite national and local podcasts, including your favorite morning shows and radio shows on demand. At the top of the app homepage, click the podcast icon to discover new shows, subscribe, and manage your podcast subscriptions. Go to your app store or radio.com/download for all your podcast listening. Radio.com.
The Score, Chicago's sports station, is here for you.
Bob and Terre Haute, you're on The Score. Hey, Bob.
The thing you can do for us is what you do every day. We know everyone's got their individual place they go for news, but you guys give us a chance to take a break from that, and that's what we all need right now. Thanks a lot. Appreciate it.
The Score is continuing to do what we do best. Join us for some Chicago sports talk in your car, on your mobile device through the radio.com app, and on your home smart speaker. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score, a radio.com sports station.
I had no tangible evidence that my dad killed anyone.
What April Bellaccio did have was a feeling.
Let me ask you, how many people do you know that have been murdered?
None.
Well, everywhere I went, people that we knew or associated with were being murdered, and my dad talked about it or got involved in it.
We try to make sense of April's past. The Clearing, from Pineapple Street Media, in association with Gimlet.
Listen to The Clearing now, for free, on the radio.com app.
The need for blood is constant, and sometimes that need becomes critical. From accident victims and cancer patients to premature babies and those with blood disorders, hospital patients rely on all of us to make sure that blood is on the shelves and ready to help. That's why the American Red Cross needs you. Make an appointment to give blood today by calling 1-800-RED-CROSS or visit redcrossblood.org. Your one